Egypt's foreign minister was taken to a Jerusalem hospital today after he was shaken up by a crowd of angry Palestinians. The incident took place at a Muslim holy place in Jerusalem's walled old city. Witnesses said the protesters called Ahmed Maher a collaborator who wasn't welcome in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israeli medical workers described Maher as shaken but not injured. Maher was in Jerusalem for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He called on both Israeli and Palestinian leaders to resume peace talks. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem, and he joins us now. Peter, there were early reports that the foreign minister had been beaten by an angry crowd. What have you found out about what happened?
Well, based on reports from Palestinian witnesses in the Old City and from the Israeli police, it appears that Mr. Maher arrived at the Haram al-Sharif, that's also known as the Temple Mount to Jews, in time for the evening Muslim prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Maher was getting ready for the prayer ceremony when he and his Egyptian bodyguards were suddenly surrounded by angry Palestinians. There is some television footage of the incident. It shows one person clearly yelling in Arabic, "You're not welcome, Maher. Anyone who shakes hands with the killer isn't welcome here." That may have been a reference to Maher's meeting earlier in the day with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Witnesses said the demonstrators threw their shoes at Maher. If you remember the scenes of the toppling of the Saddam Hussein statue over in Baghdad, striking a thing or someone with a shoe is considered quite an insult. In this case, Maher was hustled away by his guards and Israeli border police. He was taken to a Jerusalem hospital, and as you said, he wasn't injured.
Peter, is there any indication of whether this attack on the foreign minister was something that had been planned ahead of time, or was this purely a spontaneous protest against him as he appeared at the mosque?
Well, that's what some Palestinian officials are trying to find out, because this visit wasn't a secret. It had been written about in the Hebrew and Arab language press that he was going to the mosque. Clearly, there is some genuine Palestinian anger at both Prime Minister Sharon and the Egyptian government. Prime Minister Sharon, of course, had just recently announced unilateral action if diplomatic efforts remain stalled. That has the Palestinians upset. There are also hardline Palestinian elements who have never been happy with Egypt for signing a peace treaty with Israel in 1979. And Maher is the first Egyptian minister to come here since Cairo took its ambassador out of the country 3 years ago, shortly after this intifada began.
The context for this attack is that Egypt's foreign minister had just had a round of what seemed to be fairly successful talks, both with Prime Minister Sharon and with the Israeli foreign minister.
That's right. He didn't break any new ground, but he did make a renewed pitch for the resumption of peace efforts. Egypt has already played a key role in talks aimed at reestablishing a Palestinian ceasefire. Israel hasn't been willing to join that ceasefire, but Prime Minister Sharon has hinted that Israel may be willing to respond to quiet with quiet. That, of course, has not happened yet.
Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kareya is preparing for what could be a meeting with Prime Minister Sharon. What kind of message does this attack on the Egyptian foreign minister send today, and what has his response been?
Well, it certainly shows the pressure he's under. He's not seen as a particularly strong political force. Analysts say he needs to be seen to be strengthened if he's going to be effective here. The Palestinian Authority quickly condemned today's incident. They said they would find and punish those responsible. Negotiator Saeb Erekat said Maher's visit was completely coordinated with the Palestinians. There was no snub of Yasser Arafat, who was due to meet with Maher on a separate visit in the near future.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.